Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're going to have voters, you're going to be galvanized for Biden, and or Gavin, we'll just put that in as a question. They'll be galvanized for Biden. They can also be galvanized for assuming Trump is going to be the nominee. If that's the case, then you're going to have to find other voters who may be able to actually see this, obviously the swing voter. And whether or not there's enough pent-up frustration out there about the division, about what we're currently experiencing, well, that would remain to be seen. And what that, how can they overcome that idea of, well, if I vote this way, if I vote for the third party candidate, is it going to help one of the two parties? Is it going to help Biden or help Trump? And so, again, I think part of that galvanization is going to go into that. And you'll have to kind of see what the world looks like, even a month from now. Because you go back to October 6th, the world looked and sort of built a certain way. The war in Ukraine, between Russia and Ukraine, was a known commodity. It was baked in to world events, story. That can't see no building this up for something like that. So it's going to be years. Everybody kind of came to accept that thing. But when you have this war with Israel, break up between Israel and Hamas after the Hamas attack, unprovoked massacre on October 7th, the world changed dramatically. And that means foreign policy changes dramatically. Foreign policy becomes now something that's so small and predictable because of the volatile nature not only of this war, but of the emotions and the thoughts and the feelings and the reaction that this war has elicited. Who would have thought, who would have predicted that there would be this kind of reaction against Israel? Who would have thought that? Now, some say, well, you know, it's always been simmering and this other kind of thing. I kind of find that a little bit hard to believe in part of how fundamentally visceral this is against Israel. So something else is going on there. Certainly Hamas and others of sympathetic to them are more than happy to know that in order to stack it up against Israel. And because we'll talk more about this, we've also got more to talk about, of course. We've got Colorado Judge, of course, is now saying Trump engaged in insurrection. Do you think Trump engaged in insurrection? But he's still going to be on ballot, though. So I guess it doesn't go to that level. See right there, folks.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart a birth certificate, and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and we are continuing. Even if we're limping along because of these, I got to tell you, this windstorm we've been having since yesterday in Southern California is a doozy. It's knocked out most of our connections here, and unfortunately, we don't have an ETA of when it's going to be back on. But we know that they are trying to do that, especially in terms of our main connections. So we sure appreciate your patience there. We know it's a little bit unorthodox. But we're here, and we're continuing on this morning here on the program, and once again, glad to be with you. It is Tuesday. We are live, of course, and we have so much more to tell you about. You know, we've been talking about Joe Biden a lot this morning, and one of the things, of course, that came up was that, of course, Joe Biden's now 81 years old. So we do wish him well for being 81. That's really something. But this, according to Fox News, a former White House physician for Presidents Obama and Trump expressed concern Monday about President Biden's health and mental acuity as the president turns 81. Representative Ronnie Jackson, Republican of Texas, said on Fox and Friends that the growing concerns, including, or that there are growing concerns, rather, including from the left, that they're valid. He says, I've been saying for quite some time now, when he was a candidate, Joe Biden, that I didn't think that he had the cognitive ability to do the job. That's pretty, that's pretty serious stuff. Additionally, Jackson emphasized that Biden has degenerated over the last 3 years. He's got these people that surround him that are inappropriately encouraging him to continue to run because it builds up who they are and what they do. But our border, our war overseas, our wars rather overseas, our economy, you know, it's just a disaster right now. And he just can't do the job. And it's just on display every day, and he's not capable of doing this job anymore, Jackson warned. Jackson said previously, I think this lack his lack, rather, of physical ability and his physical decline is now starting to highlight the cognitive decline that we've been watching for so long now, Jackson said. It's a package that just doesn't sell around the world, and it's becoming a national security issue for us. We have to do something about it. And, you know, what you don't want to do is you don't want to run somebody down just because of their age. You know, typically you wouldn't be doing something like that. Typically you wouldn't, try to use that as a real means of saying, okay, this is just never going to work, and, because you're 81. Well, how old is Trump, right? He's like 77, right? So it's not just the age that is a factor, because I think if you put up Donald Trump against Joe Biden, you'll find that there's going to be a much, there's a huge difference between those two individuals. And, Joe Biden just, I think, is succumbing to whatever ailments that he has in a much faster way. It's obviously much more pronounced. And, it does impact whether or not he has the ability to do this job. And I think anybody would necessarily agree with that. Now, some will say, no, he's fine. He's actually doing very well for his age and this kind of thing. But it doesn't really take a rocket scientist or a medical doctor to figure out that he's having a lot of issues. And those issues, I think, do go into whether or not he can conduct his duties. He can fulfill the office of the presidency. He is the president. He's got a term to fill out and this kind of thing. So that's obviously going to run its course. But again, I think the voters are going to be very concerned. Now, especially now, earlier we talked about young people and how young people were in many ways not realizing that Hamas is a terrorist organization, right, according to one of these polls. I mean, that's a little scary in and of itself. But young people especially have an issue with Joe Biden and the way that he presents himself now. It's not necessarily an age factor. That might be part of it, maybe even a large part of it, but overall I think they see Joe Biden up there sort of acting the way that he does, and they say to themselves, well, I'm not getting excited about whether or not Joe Biden's going to fight for us and bring forth those liberal policies, those left policies that we so love, this kind of thing. In recent weeks, back to the article, Democrats, including former Obama advisor David Axelrod and HBO host Bill Maher, have cast doubt on whether Biden should continue his reelection run. From his experience as a White House physician, Jackson said the job of president is too demanding for Biden. He can't do this at all, Jackson told host Steve Ducey, warning that Biden cannot perform the duties of commander-in-chief and run for reelection in his current state. Jackson joked that Biden's aide should convince him that he's at the end of his second term. Well, yeah, I see that, and I get why that's funny. But obviously, by showing that absurdity, it actually does detail a very sad truth in all of this, doesn't it? That somehow, even as a joke, that kind of thing would come up. You know, Ronald Reagan began to display certain things, and mostly, I think, after he left office. But even in office, right, you'd have some Reaganisms and things like that that would occur. I don't think he actually really started a steep decline, obviously, until he was out of office for a while. But nevertheless, all these things go into competency, right? And so whether or not we'd ever see the cabinet actually come in and do something along the lines of the 25th Amendment, that could remain to be seen. We just don't know. I think you'd have to have some really serious set of circumstances that would obtain to actually have to go and do that. But, okay, so now Biden's, is celebrating his 81st birthday. I celebrated that on Monday. by joking repeatedly about his advanced age. This from the AP. Even as the White House strongly defended his stamina and batted away polling and one prominent Democrat suggesting that the issue could cost him votes. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president's age should not be a primary focus. Our perspective is it's not about age, it's about the president's experience, she said. Now, that's an interesting way of going about that one, isn't it? Well, it's not about his age, it's about his experience. Because does that really, and she highlighted that he successfully championed through Congress several major pieces of legislation, including a sweeping public works package. And so, in other words, start to deflect. Start to mention other things. Because nobody's saying, well, Joe Biden, he just got all this experience. He may have all this experience, which I don't think is actually really accurate. I don't think Joe Biden came in prepared for the presidency like others even have before him. Only because I think that Joe Biden's always existed in he kind of sailed through a lot of things that's been there. But it doesn't really, you don't get the feeling like, and take all politics out of it. You don't get the feeling like, oh yeah, Joe Biden, he knows all that stuff. He knows so much about everything. And so, even though I may not agree with him, he's got the chops to be president. And that's not something that I think a lot of people think. I think that they defend Biden. I think that they support him. I think mainly because, number one, he wasn't Trump, obviously, back in 2020. But at the same time, they have to kind of keep bolstering it up. Because what do people do sometimes when they make a really bad decision? They don't believe you when you tell them, or they don't believe it when it becomes obvious that they made a bad decision. They can't lie to a bad decision. And so a lot of times people will dig in. They'll say, nope, and I would do the same thing again. I would vote for Biden again, and I'm getting ready to because I didn't make a wrong decision about the Biden in the basement campaign, and he's not Trump, and so on and so forth, because now look where we are. Now look what's happening. Now look what we're dealing with. It is not, it's not pretty. And it's not easy, and it's not something that we're going to be able to easily undo in terms of these policies and the things and the decisions that have been made. But folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back. We have so much more to talk about, so much more to tell you about as we roll through this Tuesday morning from the high wind capital of the world, Southern California.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. Officials are looking into an underwater pipeline leak off the coast of Louisiana into the Gulf of Mexico. First reports indicate more than 1 million gallons of oil has spilled into the Gulf of Mexico. The Coast Guard confirmed the Third Coast Midstream Pipeline has an oil slick 3 to 4 miles wide, about 19 miles off the shore. The pipeline has been shut down and several agencies are looking into the source of the leak. The United States Supreme Court rejected an appeal by the former Minneapolis police officer, Derek Chauvin, who killed George Floyd during a confrontational arrest. Chauvin's second-degree murder sentence will be upheld. 47-year-old Chauvin is serving his 21-year sentence in Arizona. Actor Wayne Brady is recuperating following a car accident and fist fight in Malibu, California on Sunday. After the fight, the other driver fled the scene, leading to his arrest. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Racing through, rocketing through the Tuesday edition of the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And if you're just joining us, we've had a little bit of a mishap this morning. But not to worry, of course. I've been telling you about these high winds we've been having in Southern California over the last day or so. You know, they were supposed to die down earlier today, and then it all got rearranged, and they said, well, maybe on sometime on Tuesday it will die down. And it hasn't died down yet, and there's actually been some minor destruction around my area here and so forth. But these winds get really gusty. They get really, really out of control, and there's just nothing you can do. And I will regale you with this a little bit about the wind issue. You know, when you have Santa Ana winds or winds that are like this, I don't know if they're calling it expressly a Santa Ana wind event, but sure feels like it. When whoever's area it's in and it's garbage day, well, guess what? You get your neighbor's garbage cans in your yard. you get all kinds of stuff blown around the neighborhood, and you're picking this stuff out of your yard and your bushes for literally for days to come. So, but that is what it is, and it is what it is for us this morning. But we are persevering. We got all kinds of stuff to talk about. We all got all kinds of stuff to do, and we're here. We're with you, of course, on into the rest of the morning. So once again, folks, glad to be with you this morning. Kyle Warren with you. And don't forget, you can head over to kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. We're unable to take your telephone calls, unfortunately, this morning, but that's just the breaks. But that's live radio, too. That's exactly what happens sometimes in this business, and we just kind of keep going, and that's what we do. So once again, you've got Joe Biden, who said, you know, or rather the White right now is trying to sort of brush away the, well, yeah, he's 81, and that's not the issue. It's how Joe Biden is faring these days. Now, not to be undone with all of this, here comes President Donald Trump. GOP frontrunner Donald Trump marked President Joe Biden's 81st birthday on Monday by releasing a letter from his physician that reports the former president is in excellent physical and mental health. The letter posted on Trump's social media platform contained no details to support its claims. Measures like weight, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, or the results of any test. Dr. Bruce Ehrenwald, a New Jersey physician, who says he's been Trump's doctor since 2021 and most recently examined him in September, reported that Trump's physical exams were well within the normal range and his cognitive exams were, get this, exceptional. And, of course, with Donald Trump, would you expect there to be any other description other than they were exceptional? They were quite good. They were, you know, they were very, very good. I'm sure that's how he might have put it. Let's see here. He added that Trump's most recent labs were even more favorable than prior testing on some of the most significant parameters, thanks to weight loss he credited to improved diet and continued daily physical exercise while maintaining a rigorous schedule. The doctor concluded the 77-year-old is currently in excellent health and will continue to enjoy a healthy, active lifestyle for years to come. So, and of course, whether it be Joe Biden or whether it be Donald Trump, we wish them well in terms of their physical their physical status and abilities, obviously. But the voters are going to be the ones to make that decision. Now, let's go to what's happening right now in the GOP primary race, basically. And that is the voters already have not only baked in Trump's advanced age when compared to Vivek Ramaswamy and Nikki Haley and others, right? They've already baked that in. So they've done this, and they also realize that Donald Trump would take office in 2025 and be even older than he is right now, obviously. That sounds like a Joe Biden thing. Yes, a year and a half from now, you're going to be older than you were a year ago. Yeah, that seems like a Joe Bidenism almost. It's kind of like when he talked about his sister was used to be 3 years younger than he was. Now she's 23 years younger than he is. That's Bidenomics math. And if we get into that, you know, we're probably going to start being very, there's going to be some kind of mass, you know, confusion that will set in if we try to make that make sense, right? If we try to make that whole thing make sense. But at any rate, as I was saying, they bake this in, folks. They know exactly that Trump is older, that he is not a he's not a physical specimen in that sense. You know, they know all that, and they're not backing away from Trump because of any of that. They are absolutely so determined that they want to see a return, and not just a return of Trumpism and the things he was doing while in the White House, but they're wanting to see these other things that have been coming from Biden and the Biden administration, whomever that might be, coming up with these plans, right, around some conference table somewhere in the deepest, darkest bunkers of the White House somewhere, that they want to see those things reversed. There's no doubt about that. And so the very fact that all of these trials or all of these accusations and indictments, which you can talk about as a separate issue altogether. I mean, we could spend all kinds of time just simply talking about those issues. But the voters have also seen those issues. They've heard the allegations. And I don't think it's going to be as, say, for example, one might think Letitia James in New York would think that it would be. Well, just once we get him in a courtroom, and we get him in that courtroom and we make him, you know, go under oath, or he's going to yell at the judge, you know, stuff like that. Normally things that would cause voters to say, oh my gosh, I don't want this candidate. It actually has the opposite effect. And you would think, my friends, that people like Letitia James and others would figure that part out. That they would say to themselves, and don't worry, don't worry, they are not going to somehow have this revelation, this epiphany that is going to spring forth from them, or spring forth to them, rather, that says, you've been going about this whole thing the wrong way. I mean, every single time we try to just bury Trump in legal morass, you know, like that amber that comes down in Jurassic Park and gets the mosquito, you know, and locks it in the amber for 60 million years or something. You know, it's not like that for Trump. If anything, it's kind of like, this feels fine, everything's good. And everybody starts to look back and say, you know what, there's some reason why they're doing all this. At least that's the perception with the voters, I think. There's some reason why they're doing all this, and they are simply saying, you know what, you know, this is just more evidence that there is this kind of this concerted effort against Trump. So, maybe I still want to vote for this guy. And that's what I think is happening out there. They definitely have seen all of this stuff. They've seen all these accusations or these indictments and so forth. And they're saying to themselves, you know, if this guy had a D behind his name, the Democrats would have already embraced him long ago. They would be touting him as a majorly successful billionaire businessman who knows how to build things, knows how to solve problems, and knows how to talk to people, and knows how to do all this stuff. But because he's a Republican, now you're going to have this major, major offensive against Donald Trump. I think it's just that simple. So, and Donald Trump can put this out, and of course, I think this was put out, obviously, to contrast with Joe Biden and so forth. And again, a very clever way of sort of shoehorning your way in to the news cycle on that. And that's another thing the Democrats just don't really seem to understand a lot, is that Trump is able to take all these lemons and just make lemonade. And to some degree, as I said, they're not going to have some kind of revelation about this. But if they had just kind of left Trump alone, you might see some real difference in the poll numbers. It's really possible. And of course, we'll never know. But at the same time, what the left is doing is not working, and they're going to keep doing it. It's going to look even worse for them. But all that being said, right? You can't have any kind of complacency, because everything can change literally in a New York minute in these campaigns. And we may be in November right now, but it's going to be next November before you know it. And they have to be able to navigate this no matter what. Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you, coming right back.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through this Tuesday edition of the program. And we're glad that you're there. Don't forget, of course, we are live, and we are dealing with a couple issues this morning. It looks like we're starting to hopefully, I think, get some things locked down on that. But that's not sometimes the way that it goes. But once again, folks, we have so much to tell you about. Now, here's an interesting sort of exchange. This between a Newsmax reporter and Karine Jean-Pierre there at the White House press briefing room. And, well, it's kind of self-explanatory, this whole idea of the polls. And we've been talking about polls, but yet a lot of times the White House will talk about polls, but they want to poo-poo the polls that don't really kind of sort of bolster what they want. And when then now that we're seeing some, I don't want to say universally, but we're getting a lot of polls that are very bad for Joe Biden and for Kamala Harris. And I think they're so bad that it makes Kamala Harris come out and say things like, we're going to have to earn our reelect. We're going to have to earn our reelect. So let's listen in here to the exchange from the White House press briefing room with Karine Jean-Pierre. And let's listen in.
I want to ask
you
about.
You might regret it, but go ahead.
I assure you, you will not. I want to ask about polling. In February, the president conducted an interview
with, I believe it was Telemundo, and he was asked about the dismal state of his job approval ratings. And he answered in words to this effect, "Do you know anyone that believes the polling these days?" And he talked in some detail about the difficulty of getting people on the phone and compiling accurate polling. Whenever you're asked about the president's dismal job approval ratings, you say, "We're not going to look at polls. We look at his accomplishments." And yet, when you are asked about various domestic policy initiatives, you will say, "These poll very well. People support what the president wants to do. If you look at the individual subjects and the polling, they support what the president's agenda is." So, once and for all, are only certain polls valid in your eyes, the ones that support your agenda, or is the polling data that shows that President Biden has been stuck for 2 years at the low 40s in his approval ratings, are those valid?
So here's the thing. I think it's important to share that American people do approve of some of the president's initiative. I think it is important. I think it's important for the American people to hear that when it comes to Medicare and Medicare to be able to lower costs for the American people. I think it's important to share that. I think it's important to share that that when it comes to Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, the American people care about that and want us to fight about that, fight for it, which is what the president. No, it's not. It's not that. It's not that. We are given, anytime I'm asked this question, given an opportunity to speak on what the American people want to hear and what we are doing, right? And so there are moments, just like when you ask me about certain polls, that I can say, hey, you know what? That is something that the American people support. But in more broad terms, in general, we're not focused on every poll. We just are not. It is not important for us that we believe to focus on that. We're going to continue to do the work and work on protecting Medicare.
Okay, stop right there just for a moment. Okay, so I think when you hear things like, well, we're not really watching these, you know, I'm going to focus on what the work is, and we're going to explain to the American people, you know, how we're helping them and how this all went through, and it's all so good, right? Well, that just means that, in my opinion, that they are looking at these polls. And they are seeing what's happening with these polls. And they are worried about these polls. And that's why it's always the same kind of thing. If something happens with a politician or something, they always say, just like Bill Clinton did, now I'm going to go back and do the job that the American people elected me to do, right? And that's exactly, that's a tell. We're just going to bear down. We're going to do what we're supposed to do here. And that's what we get. Okay, let's continue with this.
And making sure that Americans have their Social Security. And I think by saying that Americans support that, that is important for us to say that from here too, because we are actually delivering for the American people. We're actually doing what the American people want us to do. So when I say that, that's what I'm referring to. The work that we're doing, what we want to deliver on, what the American people care about. And it is the economy. It is lowering costs, right? I always talk about that. The president's number one priority is to continue to lower costs. And I talk about what he has done, whether it's junk.
Okay, stop right there. Well, I got to take a little issue with that, right? Is the president's number one priority to lower the costs? And can the president lower costs? It's this kind of talk as well. Well, you know, the president's going to lower costs. And by the way, it's not his fault when the costs go up, right? But it sure is his doing when the costs go down. And that's always, I mean, that's almost an axiom in politics. But what the president actually can do and what the federal government can do is to create that atmosphere for growth. Right? And how do they do that? Well, they do it by cutting taxes. There's other mechanisms by which they can make people feel, and here's that word again, feel like, you know, things are primed for growth and primed for success. But instead, it's, you know, the president, by the way, so the reason I didn't stop this to begin with is the president, is that really his priority? Because I thought the number one priority was climate change. So maybe Corinne Jean-Pierre just messed up on that. Let's continue.
It's making sure that people have good paying jobs by making sure that we've passed these historic legislation that's going to create good union paying jobs. All of those things are connected.
So the polls that show that the electorate at large and also significant majorities within the Democratic Party believe that the president is too old. The polls that show the American people and also significant majorities within the Democratic Party don't want him to run again. And the polls that show his handling of the economy, foreign policy, all of these dismal polls, his job approval ratings. Does the White House have any basis to challenge the accuracy of that polling?
I'm not challenging the accuracy here. That's not what I'm doing. What I'm saying to you is that, we're not going to change the minds of Americans. I get that. Americans are going to feel how they feel, and we're going to respect that. And I've said that many times from here, many times. I said that moments ago. What I can tell you is what our perspective is. What I can tell you is how we see things.
Okay, stop right there. But this is more tell. Like, if you're playing a card game or something and somebody has a tell, this is one of those tells. Well, we're not going to change their minds. You're not going to change their minds. Isn't that what voting is all about? Isn't that you try to change people's minds about things? You see, and this is where it's going to get even more, ridiculous. People will say, well, I don't feel like I'm doing well. I don't feel like the country's doing well. I don't think the economy's doing well. I don't think my friend down the street who owns a small business is doing well. And evidently, the response to that is going to have to be, well, you don't understand how things work, okay? So we may not be able to change your mind about how you feel, because how you feel is just sort of this esoteric, amorphous feeling that you have, as opposed to, it's demonstrable that things are better. And so, yes, there is this sort of meeting, this intersection of feeling and the practical. But a lot of times, the feeling is brought about by the practical. See, this is where the left, really believes that they can do some magic, on all this. Because the practical is, hey, gas is up, milk and eggs are up, all these things are up. So I don't feel like I have as much disposable income. All right? Now, if those costs go down, practically, then now when you take a look at your kitchen table budget, or you go to put gas in your vehicle and you go, last time it cost me $110. Now it's costing me $95. Well, it's still a significant drop and it's measurable. And then you say, maybe things are coming down a little bit. Or you go to the grocery store and it doesn't cost you $100 to get a bag of groceries, but now it costs you a little bit less than that. You start to say, I see this happening. The practical will then inform the feeling. And the thing is that people feel the way they feel a lot of times for a pretty good reason. And what's happening with the left is, again, I think that they want to sort of, say, you feel that way, but it's really unwarranted, all right? you just don't understand how this works. It's like there's a congressional representative from Texas the other day. I think her name is Crockett, I think. But she was saying, people don't understand how civics works. That's why they're leaving Joe Biden. Oh, brother. See, that's the mentality. Okay, folks, stay right there. Top of the hour news is next. We're coming back. Stay right there.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.